Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sing it, Hugh.
No, thank you. But I know who's coming up next.
You know what it's time for. It's time for one of our favorite guests every week on
Absolute
a Tuesday.
Favorite.
Ross Tucker. You can follow him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL as we talk about an Eagles team that's won 7 games. Ross, how you doing today?
Ross!
I'm doing fantastic. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. How are you guys
Happy
doing?
Happy Thanksgiving,
you too,
Ross.
We're doing great. I mean, we got a football team that's won 7 games in a row, and Ross, we're running out of adjectives to describe Saquon Barkley here, but one that keeps coming up is most valuable player, because it feels like we might describe him that way after the season. Ross, your thoughts on the latest dominance by Saquon and where he now is in this MVP race?
Well, it is the perfect marriage of an incredible offensive line with an elite running back. I mean, it's so fun to watch, you know, and I think the one thing that I haven't heard a lot of people say is that when you watch them right now, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy, in the sense that every guy now knows every time a run play is called that Saquon could take it to the house. I'm watching like Britton Covey and Johnny Wilson and Calcaterra and even AJ Brown downfield. Like it's I did not play with many guys like this, and most people don't, right? Especially in the NFL, guys that can truly take it to the house. But when you have one, man, everybody gets so excited, and they even like say to each other in the huddle, hey, don't be the guy. Don't be the guy. So I think they're all getting just a little bit extra, given a little bit extra, because they know that Saquon's capable. And it's really funny, because the last 2 games, you could feel it. I mean, the Thursday night game against the Commanders, I said to Ian Eagle, he's gonna break one. And then this last game, you can just feel it, because the O-line is so big and so dominant, and they wear down the other team, and you get to the point where it's like, ooh, he almost broke that one. And they get tired, and you're like, okay, he's gonna break another one, and then bam, he's gone. It's incredible. I mean, the thing that's so crazy about it is this is not like a rookie. You know what I mean? I mean, this is his 6th year in the NFL, and also he's over 230 pounds. So that's what makes the speed. This is not like Chris Johnson from the Titans, his 2nd year. This is like an older guy that's a big man that's just dusting these fools.
Yeah, speaking of that, like, What? Why is it? Because I was watching the other night, and they're putting like 8-9 men in the box trying to stop this guy. What has been the main reason why? Because everybody, mama know he's touching the rock and getting the ball. Why haven't they been able to stop it, though, Ross? What have you seen?
Well, and I'm so glad you just said that, Hugh. Two things on that. Number one, it's a bit of a misnomer that you can't run into, you know, a heavy box. Because the reality is, let the guy that's furthest away go. You know, okay, they got 8 guys in the box. All right, block the 7 guys at the point of attack. If the other guy can chase it down, he's probably making the tackle for like a 4 or 5 yard gain.
Mm-hmm.
If the off the ball guy that's away from where the play's going, number one. Number two, you know, that these teams need to pick their poison a little bit. They want to have 2 deep safeties because they don't want to leave their corners isolated outside with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. But then they get to the point where it's like, well, we got to stop the run. So then they'll put the other safety in the box. The problem then is, if you don't get him, if he gets past the second level, you
bye-bye.
Only have one guy back there, if that, and he makes that guy miss, and it's see you later time. I mean, it's over, and it's really, really fun to watch. That's the good news. He's not winning the MVP, Joe. He's not winning the MVP.
Do you think he has a chance to? Or let me. But I'll ask this way.
No, can I tell you why he's not winning
go ahead.
The MVP?
Yep, tell us.
Because the Eagles are too smart for that.
So they're going to back off as the season goes along.
Yes. Well, first of all, they're going to clinch the division soon. So then you're going to have a question, depending on how Detroit's doing, about how worth it is to keep giving him 20-some touches to try to get the number one seed versus number two seed. But also, if you look at their schedule, I guess I believe that the Eagles correctly are going to realize, listen, we're trying to win the whole darn thing. We're trying to win the Super Bowl, and I just don't believe he's going to continue to get 25 to 30 touches, which he would need to actually be able to win the MVP. It's a good thing. I'd just be surprised if you start to play some of these other games. When they're playing the Cowboys and the Giants in their last 2 games, are they going to give them the ball that much? That's yet another, by the way, disadvantage, I would say, that running backs have as opposed to quarterbacks in terms of trying to win the MVP. I just think if things continue to go the way we want them to for the Eagles, I just don't know that he's going to play that much in the last couple games or have the numbers to really make that finishing push for the voters, even though he probably deserves it.
While I would agree with you, Ross, and it probably plays out that way, let me ask you this question, and I think I know how he would answer, but I wonder, you know, you go back to the Giants game, there was that clip of Sirianni, he went up to him on the sideline and asked him, do you want to break your record? And he said, no, let the young guys play. Do you think if this plays out and we're on the path, let's say there's 3 weeks to go, Ross, they've clinched the division, and he's, you know, very close to 2,000 yards. He is in striking distance of Eric Dickerson's record. Do you think they should ask him if he wants to go for it?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think they will. I think they should. Because I also think they know
what he gonna say.
What his answer is going to be. He's already proven what his answer is going to be. This is so funny. This is like, think about this, right? The Eagles I think Joe would ask him because they know or they believe that that's the right thing to do is to let a player know he's within striking range of a major milestone or record. But I think the Eagles want him to say no because they want him to be fresh and healthy for the playoffs. So they might ask him knowing that because he's like the greatest dude ever and because he already proven he'll say no, that he will say no. It's like the Princess Bride. Like, I know what you're going to do, so I'm going to do this.
Yeah, it's funny. And it really could play out this way. And I think everyone listening would hope he gets a record, but knows the Super Bowl and the playoffs are more important. All right, Ross, let's talk about the one bad from the other night. Of course, the loss of Brandon Graham here. And Ross, if you had told me before the season that they lose Brandon Graham in around week 12, week 13, I would have said that's really unfortunate. Everyone loves BG. Maybe he'll play another year. But, you know, is that really going to crush their defense? But Ross, watching it this year, he's one of their two or three best edge rushers. We're obviously past the point of the trade deadline. It feels like a bigger loss than I would have thought it was back in September. Ross, how big of a loss is it, and how do you think they might try to replace those snaps from Brandon Graham?
Well, first of all, it is significant, and I find it amazing that he is seemingly playing. I got to go back, but I feel like he's playing a decent amount better than he did last year. And I don't know if it's because he knew this was like his last dance or whatever, but I want to say to BG, like, BG, you know, 2022, he was excellent in limited snaps. Last year, he was okay. This year, he's been really good, really good. And so it's a huge loss because the other guys are kind of unproven. You know, I know we've talked a lot about Bryce Huff. When he comes back from IR, and he comes back from whatever that is, the wrist surgery or whatever, they're going to need him to step up because there really aren't any other good options. You know, I mean, we're past the trade deadline. Nobody's just sitting there that's really worth it waiting for someone to come sign them. I can't think of anybody in that category that I think is really going to be a difference-making player or that would provide more value than Huff or Jalix Hunt at this point. So it's tough. They got to go with the guys they already have, and that's why you have some of these other guys on practice squad that have shown they can give you flashes at times. You know, I don't know. You know a guy like Taron Jackson's going to play as you-know-what all for you. He's not Brandon Graham, but he doesn't have to be. He just has to be good enough. And that's the thing for any of these guys that play. They're not going to give you what Brandon's giving you. They're not going to be the reason why you win the game. What they can't be, Joe, is the reason why you lose.
Ross, let's look forward this week. Eagles at the Ravens. High-profile game, a 425, you know, MVP candidates on the field. What do you think about this one? The Eagles are an underdog in the game, about 2.5 points when I looked this morning to a Ravens team that's coming off their win last night in Los Angeles. Eagles-Ravens Sunday. This feels like a great football game.
Well, I think it's the game of the weekend. I don't think there's any question about that. It's two of the top five teams in my Ross Tucker podcast power rankings. I'm looking forward to it. The interesting thing is, you know, the Ravens, this is a bad spot for them. And we talked about this on the Even Money Betting Show. This is like an all-time bad spot for them. I mean, first of all, they played Monday night. They played in L.A., so they probably landed at like 7 a.m., 6 a.m. at best. They got a short week. But not only that, guys, last night for them, that was the horrible. You know, they knew that that meant a lot to their coach. No matter what he said publicly, he's going against his brother. I mean, there was a lot invested in that. They had lost to the Steelers the week before. The Ravens needed last night's game like blood. They got it. Kudos to them. I guess I just wonder whether or not, with all the other things I just named, whether or not they're going to be able to play at the same fevered pitch again in a short week game on Sunday. Very interesting coming off what was obviously, you know, a marquee game last night against, you know, the coach's brother.
Yeah, it should be a great one, Ross. Sunday, Eagles at the Ravens. Eagles a small underdog right now. We'll see what happens. But I agree with you. Tough spot.